Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain.
That's not Elvis. That's Terry Stafford. Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance, including the work that Stephen M. R. Covey has deposited with us, his wisdom on trust. There's a great body of work that Stephen M. R. Covey has given us since in his previous visits. So I encourage you to go there and find his suite on our site. And also his own site. And we're going to get Stephen to tell us how we can find his books, The Speed of Trust, and the brand new one, which is launching just today. And it's number one on Amazon for all books on the in the galaxy, Smart Trust, that he co-authored with Greg Link. Stephen, thank you again for hanging out with us. How do we find your book today?
Well, you can find it anywhere in bookstores. You can find it online, Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. But also you can go to SmartTrustBook.com, SmartTrustBook.com. And not only can you get the book there, we have a whole series of resources and tools and things that you might find helpful and valuable to you in your world.
Great. And I want to talk about, Stephen, I want to talk about the actions that you guys identify, the smart trust actions that you identify in your book that that will help people get kind of get started so that they can realize, as you said in the previous segment, how do I be more judgmental? How do I be more, use better judgment when I know who to trust so that I don't trust no one? I actually trust people who are worthy of trust. But I put my shields up when I need to, but not when I don't need to, so that trust doesn't just die. We don't want that to happen. Talk to us about the first action.
Well, the first action is that you choose to believe in trust. In other words, trust is a choice. It's a decision. And where you say, you know what? This is a better way to lead with trust, to build relationships of trust, to build a team of trust, to build a small business of trust. That's a choice, is a decision. And you choose it because you believe it pays dividends. You believe that it's the right thing to do, but also it's the economic thing to do.
And it's the best practice. Trust is the best practice.
It's the best practice.
Yeah.
It's the best practice. And most people intuitively get it. They just don't know how to do it in a low trust world because no one wants to get burned.
And also, I'm worried, Stephen, that people. Some people, especially the young people, will see people who are not trustworthy so much, as you said, it's a tough time right now. They'll see it so much that they start thinking that that's acceptable.
Well, exactly. They might think that that's acceptable and that you operate that way and that also that you can't trust anybody. And mm-hmm. and the danger in a low trust world is that people tend to then perpetuate it with more distrust because people are careful, guarded, mm-hmm. cautious, suspicious. And here's the reality about trust. Trust is reciprocal. When we give it, people receive it, they return it. Mm-hmm. But when we withhold it, they withhold it. So if we're afraid that the whole world, no one can be trusted, and you can't trust anyone, and you start out guarded and suspicious of everyone, guess what? We're just going to perpetuate that. People respond back the same way. And it becomes a vicious downward cycle.
Don't we also need people to know that we expect to be able to trust them? Don't we need to let them know that we expect trust from them?
Absolutely. That's all part of this premise of believe in trust. Is
yeah.
I'll start with myself. I'll give you someone you can trust, but I also expect that I can be able to trust you. And you know what? The vast majority of people respond to that. They're inspired mm-hmm. by that. It brings out the best in them. Yes, a few abuse it. But we can't let the few that we can't trust define for us the many that we can.
Well, do you think that part of the problem is it's just we've just got so much reporting on bad news that you know I still believe that I hear on Main Street trust is as viable and as healthy as it ever was. I just think that we've lost so many of our institutions because of this. That the big noise seems to drown out the broader softer sounds of trust. What do you think?
I think there's no question that's true, Jim. That we see these scandals, It gets headlines. It gets blasted over the newspapers, television, and internet. And we start to say, you know what, you just can't trust anyone. And there it's magnified. And there is misbehavior out there. But like you say, the vast majority of people are doing it right.
Yeah.
They're behaving in the right way. And we need that to get equal billing and to recognize that's a better way to operate. Mm-hmm. It's a better way to run a business.
What does trust look like?
Trust is confidence. Confidence. Distrust is suspicion. Trust is confidence. Where does the confidence come from? It comes from two sources. It comes from character, and it comes from competence. It's that combination of character and competence that creates the confidence that is so vital to move forward. And the whole idea of smart trust is saying don't go to either extreme. See, one extreme is blind trust, where you're gullible, you trust too much.
Right.
The other extreme is distrust, where you lead out with suspicion. You don't trust anyone because you can't trust some. Instead, a third alternative, smart trust, use good judgment. But start with a high propensity to trust, balanced by equally high analysis. It's blending and harmonizing your heart and your head, using your judgment, and saying, you know what, trust is a better way to operate. But you just got to be smart about it. And that's the whole premise of you want that confidence operating everywhere. So that's what it looks and feels like.
Well, that's well said. And folks, what I hope that you gleaned from what Stephen was just saying is that inside of that kind of behavior is efficiency in an organization and profitability in the organization. Trust is profit making, folks. It will make you profit. It will make you more successful and more profitable, but you have to know how to do it. The thing about the 21st century is trust takes more intention, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. We're going to talk about intention with Smart Trust with Stephen M. R. Covey. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.